many times, but truly from the bottom of my heart, Lord, I'm thankful that you've placed that desire in my heart, Lord, to come and to hear you every time we get a chance. Lord, in this far, this late hour, Lord, as time's far spent, may we make every use we have, Lord, every opportunity we have, Lord, that we can draw closer to you. Bless each and every one that's gathered, those that are listening. Lord, may you speak to their hearts and reveal to them what they have need of, that we may walk closer to you in this late hour. Father, we ask this, in your precious holy name, the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Turn with me, if you would, in our Only Believe books. Page 658. Amen. Had it not been. Amen. Just suppose God searched through heaven and couldn't find one way. Price for me, saints. Page 595. It was just a little chorus. He brought me in. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, I thank God He brought me in. Oh, look out yonder where I have been. Oh, I praise God. He brought me in. He brought me in. He brought me in. Oh, I praise God. He brought me in. Oh, He brought me in. Sing it one more time. He brought me in. Oh, thank you. He brought me in.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I praise God. He brought me. He brought me in.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, truly, so thankful.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Let's sing old page 380. Amen. He touched me. Amen. So thankful. Amen.
Shackled by a heavy burden, neath a load of guilt and shame, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know He touched me and since I met this blessed Savior, and since He cleansed and made me whole, oh, I shall never cease to praise Him. Oh, He touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something has happened, and now I know He touched me, and He made me whole.
Praise His name. Thank you for His touch. Oh, where would we be, saints, without it? Hallelujah. Brother Hamilton, would you come?
Precious Jesus.
Hallelujah. That's the blessing, if you will.
Lord, your word is down here. Yes. Lord, take thanks. Bless this offering. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Oh, He's so wonderful. Amen. Let's sing a little chorus. Reach out and touch the Lord.
Yes,
truly. Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's high. Finest moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes.
How many have a need or request on your heart? Praise His holy name. Just hold it on your heart as we bow our heads. Brother Pitts, would you take the request?
Heavenly Father, we come to You.
Yes.
Knowing that You are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end.
Yes.
So as we come to You, Lord, we come to You because there's none other that could heal us.
Yes.
We come to You, Lord, looking for the healing for the people.
Yes.
And the questions that they have. If You were to answer, Father,
yes.
Because we come to You in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise His name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Somebody have a song in your heart? Amen. Praise His name. You have anything for that, Karen? Ask if you come.
Inside, we were born. God did not take a chance that someone might believe. He predestinated a plan from beginning to end, we see. Made us so we would place that word on our lips unafraid. Born to declare God's generation to
his name. Let's stand, if you will. Sing a little chorus, Only Believe. Let's ask our brother to come.
Yes.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only for another opportunity to be gathered together. Just praying we'll be able to say something tonight that'll stir someone's heart, cause us to keep pressing on, amen, as we bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Precious Lord, we just want to say thank you for the opportunity, and Lord, for your precious words that you've left here for us. And Lord, as we see the hour in which we're living, and Father, we just pray that we will truly be a people that, Lord, will bear the image of Jesus Christ to this nation. Father, that our lives would truly be a reflection of your precious word. And Father, through every action, every thought, everything we do, declare, Lord, that you are living. Yes. And Father, we just ask your blessings upon your word tonight, Lord, that it will strengthen and encourage. And Father, cause us to maybe press a little harder, Lord, or to draw closer to you, we ask. And we'll never fail to see that you receive the glory and the honor for it all. In the most precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. While you're still standing, if you want, we'll turn our Bibles over to John, the 10th chapter, and read a verse of Scripture here. Then you can be seated. Amen. I truly enjoyed the thought our pastor brought Sunday, and was thinking along those same lines with some things, and so might reference it a little bit tonight, but you know, it's God's precious word. That's what we must see. And the need for, I wouldn't maybe draw your attention to the same concept, but to something to think about a little bit this evening. But here in John, the 10th chapter, in the 37th verse, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. May the Lord bless you in his word, and you may be seated. And just to go ahead and put these all together, if you would, we'll turn over to John 14.
and grab a verse here, Jesus speaking, and that John 14, very familiar. Ain't going to read nothing you ain't heard, but just let it gel together. John 14, 18th verse, and I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while and the world will see me no more. But ye see me, and because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. And then John 15th chapter in the 4th verse, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. And no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. Amen. What a precious thought as you put those together. And realizing the age we're living, and as we talk so many times and we say it, we all come to church so often. God's word's been preached and preached and preached for years, going across, and people's heard it, and children have grown up hearing it. I was one of those children who grew up hearing about a prophet, hearing about a message. And, you know, in the word coming forth, but we've come into a time to where everyone knows what the prophet said. Everybody knows what the Bible said. But they're looking for, where's the life that should be living through us today? And if you'll just think of our pastor's message Sunday, you can see that's the expression of Jesus Christ through you and I.
Yes, amen.
And as we think about that, and we look and see, people are looking for something real. There's been churches and great leaders and great ministers and people that can preach forward, frontwards, backwards. There's been people set in church pews and claim to believe the word all their life. But their life did not express what they claim to believe.
Amen.
And you know, we've come to a time to where it's our turn. And we can take our chances and sit here in the pews today and listen to God's word and be that people that can hear it, can quote it, can go out, but it never truly expresses itself.
Amen.
And as you think about that, is a couple quotes Brother Branham had made in speaking of even Jesus when he was talking here. This is in the Greater Than Solomon is here. And this was preached June 28, 63. And he was just speaking about Jesus, and we'll just catch the bottom paragraph 233. He said he would act as he did then. The only way you could have ever known him is by his actions, see? Any hypocrite can put scars in his hand and blood and what more, but a life is what tells it. And I could take a tree and tie leaves on it here of a different tree, but what kind of fruit does it put forth? And Christ's life live in you, then if that first life that come out of that branch, now he has no hands now but yours and mine, and he has no voice but mine and yours. And see, the vine doesn't bear fruit, the branch bears the fruit. And if that branch that bore in the first limb come out of that grapevine, as I said, they wrote a book of Acts behind it. If it ever puts forth another original vine, you'll write another book of Acts behind it, because it'll be the same spirit, because it's the life in the entire vine, and every branch that bears will be there.
Yes, amen.
And as you think about that, I was, as you meditate on these things, and the little quote that Brother Smith always uses, preach always and use words when necessary. And you know, as I've thought more and more about that, how we truly, our lives should be such a living testimony, a written epistle. Every action, everything we do. And, you know, it's wonderful to come to church, and it's wonderful as we come and sit underneath the word as we're doing our part. But when we go out from here, each one of us have an obligation. Each one of us have our own ministry to a degree. But not maybe the ministry of a pastor or of an evangelist. But our lives are ministering to everyone else. And how it's so important that we make sure that every detail of our life that's manifested out to others.
Yeah.
They truly can see and feel that from us going to them.
Mm-hmm.
And Brother Branham in the message Investments, he said this starting at paragraph 61. This was preached August 3rd, 63. The world is wanting to see Christ. And Jesus said, I am the vine, ye are the branches, and the branches bear record of the vine because it draws energy and life from the vine. And he says, and if that first vine puts, write a book of Acts behind it, we can see the way the Holy Spirit acted in the first church, that church of Pentecost then. And we believe if that original vine ever puts forth another branch, they'll write in another book of Acts behind it because it's the same life that's in the vine. And if that first branch put forth a bunch of grapes, and then we find a bunch out here that's got watermelons growing on it or pumpkins or cucumbers, we know that it isn't the life that's in the vine. And therefore, I think, even where we have called ourselves Pentecostals, and we could put ourselves in there, even those of us that call ourselves message churches, has failed to represent the real thing that Christ has set forth for us to represent. The Holy Spirit and the life of the Spirit. See, we represent sometimes sensations, and we represent joy, and that's good. But there is more to it than that. There is a fruit that goes with it, that the hungry man is looking for this fruit of the Spirit. And this is the quality that was in Jesus. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
It wasn't just about the miracles. It wasn't just about the laying on of hands. It wasn't just about the speaking in tongues in the book of Acts. But it was the life that was lived through each one as the acts of the Holy Spirit was expressed through each one of those men. And today it's our turn.
Yes.
And you know, as we sit and absorb the word, and God in simplicity, even as our pastor said Sunday, sometimes it's so simple we just let it go over us. But how we should truly be like a sponge and soaking it up, and then as we go out, truly being mindful of every word we speak, every response we have to someone, and how we face every situation in life. And you know that we've often heard it said, if you know, we claim to be Christians, but if we were arrested today and thrown into jail, could they find enough evidence outside of me just coming to church to truly convict me of being a Christian? Would my life be, would there be enough? You know, you think about Brother Branham as he put the Lord on trial and showed in the different ones to prove that they were who they said they were through the scriptures. How that ought to be for us if we were put on trial today as we weigh ourselves in the light of God's precious word. Am I an overcomer? Am I filling the bill? Do I see this life being expressed? And do I have that longing and loving for his appearing in my heart? Realizing you may have a burden on your heart for different ones, maybe a family member, maybe a friend, someone you've met. Realizing we can't save everyone. And not everyone's called to this. But being in the position, just but where he went down to the eunuch, he's transported in the spirit, Philip. And so think about it, as he was in the spirit and so in tune with God, that where God needed him, that's where he was used.
Yes.
Now we may not be transported somewhere, but we may have that very opportunity, whether it may be dealing with one of our children, dealing with our wife, dealing with our husband, dealing with another brother or sister in church or from another church. That where our words and our mouth, what we say, the very body language we have, everything we do has bearing. And how it should be such a reflection of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And such long-suffering and love and brotherly kindness. All of these things that are recorded in the scriptures, that was that life being displayed.
Yes.
And how it ought to just resonate in our hearts as we think about, you know, different things. And like I said, Brother Brandon, we've read these things many times, but just this is in Sirs We Would See Jesus, and this was preached November 12th, of 63, paragraph 39. And he said, what if tonight, if I said the life of Shakespeare lived in me, or you said Shakespeare lived in you, all right, you would write poems. And Shakespeare wrote, and because Shakespeare lives in you, but what if Beethoven lived in you, you would be a great composer, but Beethoven was. Because Beethoven lives in you and you're not yourself. And now you are Beethoven or you're Shakespeare. then if Christ lives in you, there you are. See, the life of Christ you live.
Yes.
It's just that way. If he lives in you, but you can't live in there with him, he's got to live in you.
Yes.
And that always, he takes your place. And we're so supposed to represent him in every way. And now we find that the first church did represent him as written epistles. His life lived through those people. And I can't compare our church today, as hard as it is to say this, as much as I love people, yet you've got to be honest and tell the truth. And I can't say we see in the churches today reflecting Christ in the way that those people did. But they know they had been with Jesus. And we find, I believe in Acts, the fourth chapter, we find that those fishermen, Peter and John, healing the man at the gate, beautiful, was able to answer any question that the Sanhedrin asked of them yet. And they, with their ignorance and unlearned, they could perceive that they had no education and they was not trained ministers. They were fishermen. But they perceived they had been with Jesus, see, because they were acting the same way he acted on them. You can just live with somebody so long and around them until you take up their ways.
Yes.
And it's good for us not to run off and live with the world, but stay with Jesus until we can reflect his life and be reflected in our life, till his life be reflected in our life. And that's the way those disciples were. They knew that they'd been around Jesus because they talked like him, they acted like him, they healed like him, and every answer was like him. And they was inspired like him, and they knew that he was living in them. And that's what we should be all the time as believers. Amen. How it ought to just stir our hearts to realize the opportunity we've been given. And we're living in such an age where Paul said, we run that we may obtain that prize. Mm-hmm. And it just baffles me to no end the new thing that's starting, that everyone's going to be saved. They just may not be in the bride. Mm-hmm. And we're all going to get there. We just want to be there. Mm-hmm. So lay down your doctrines. Lay down this and lay down that. That's not what God said. That's not what Paul said. He said, you've known my manner of life. You have known my doctrine.
Amen.
And God sent a prophet in this age to catch our attention and to direct it right back to the word again.
Yes.
And there is a people that's striving to bring forth a hundredfold.
Mm-hmm.
To be that bride, that representation, clothed in his righteousness.
Yes.
Without spot or blemish, washed by the water of his word.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting in love, longing for his appearing. And as we stand and waiting for that, how as the day goes on, this Bible is no longer just words being preached, but now it's the life is truly living out through us and bearing forth to others what Christ has imparted to us.
Yes.
And you know, Brother Branham, he put it like this, and is your life worthy of the gospel? And as we'll get back into some scriptures. And I'm not going to hold you very long tonight. I know the last couple times I forgot that we didn't have special singing, and it got a little lengthy. But I just want you to let this absorb and just think about it along with what our pastor brought Sunday. And may we just truly let our mind be funneled to the reality.
Yes.
That the life has got to truly be living, not what I'm saying. And we're going to read some things what Paul said about what we ought to be talking about, but our whole life, our whole being, our facial expressions. You know, some people, they can't hide facial expressions too well. You know, I sit around a lot of people all day long and I deal with a lot of people that are mad and a lot of people that are in different situations. And many people can't hide their emotions. What they feel on the inside, they express on the outside. And you know how what we have should truly be expressing the joy, the peace, everything that's housed down in here because of the baptism of the Holy Spirit ought to be so expressing out through us.
Yes.
That no matter the situation, it's still Jesus Christ on display.
Amen.
Showing forth to others. This is in Is Your Life Worthy of the Gospel? This was preached June 30th, 63, paragraph 151. And did you know you're a little creator yourself? You know that? Certainly. You've seen people that you just love to be around, and you don't know why. Just that loving type of person. Have you seen that? Just as kind there, you'd like to be around them, and they create an atmosphere by the life they live, the way they talk, their conversation. Just catch a couple little nuggets here as he goes on.
Yes.
He says, then you've seen those that every time you shun them, all the time they want to talk about something evil, talk about somebody and say, oh my, there they come. They're going to criticize somebody there. He's in here now. He's going to talk about this man. And all they're going to do is tell dirty jokes, something about women, something like that. And you just hate to get around. See, they create seemingly pretty nice people, but they create that atmosphere.
Yeah.
And the things that you think on, the things that you do, the action and the things you talk about creates an atmosphere.
Yeah.
And how we truly ought to be a people that is creating an atmosphere wherever we are, with whoever we're with, that they can truly feel that coming from us is a genuine, not something put on, not something fake, but a genuine reality of God's word always being present, always being in our hearts and on our minds, that everything we do and say would be pleasing. And I want to just share with you some scriptures, and you can turn with me if you wish. I printed them out because I had so many of them. But in Colossians, the 4th chapter, if you want to turn there, we're going to read the 5th and the 6th verse. But Paul speaking here, he says, "Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace and seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man." And as Paul is saying these things, how it just speaks abundantly to walk in wisdom, the wisdom of what God's word, understanding and seeing where we're at and understanding the time that we have, not wasting our time, but and to season it with salt, all that may want to drink. Amen.
Yes.
Think about it. And here, as Paul was speaking to Timothy in 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, in the 12th verse, and he was just speaking to Timothy. We'll just back up and catch about the 11th verse, or 10th verse. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. These things command and teach. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Think about this, just a little simple verse, but do we truly let our conversations, do we think about it? Every time we're around having able to have fellowship, or maybe out in the world we're talking to someone, are we truly thinking about these things of making sure that we're an example of believers in word, in conversation, in love, and in spirit, and in faith, and in purity? What a wonderful thing. And it must have been pretty important to Paul, because he mentioned this a lot to many different letters that he wrote. In Ephesians 4 and 29, or we'll start the 26th verse, he just says, "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. But rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may be able to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, to the use of edifying, that it may administer grace unto the hearers.
Yes.
And grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. And let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking but be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you."
Yes.
You know, in Paul, I believe it was over in Romans, is where he said, "Let every man think of himself more. Don't let any man think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think soberly and humbly, as God has dealt to each man a measure of faith."
Yes, amen.
Oh, how little it makes you feel when you see what God's done for us.
Mm-hmm.
And truly see these things laying there. And when you see our Lord each time, you look at the examples of him when he was speaking to the lady at the well. When they brought the adulteress to him and he began to write in the sand.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, "Well, let me tell you," he could have said a million words.
Mm-hmm.
He could have said a lot of things. But he handled every situation appropriately and in time. And just look at how it worked out every time.
Yes,
and that can work in your life and my life. We don't have to be prophets. But if we'll just yield to the Holy Spirit and truly find that place in Christ of humility and humbleness of mind and preferring one another, loving one another, and truly letting Christ have the preeminence in our life fully. He will be reproduced. He will be the principal theme of our walking, of our talking, of everything we do and say will be pleasing to Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Here in Hebrews 13 and the 13th chapter, and we'll just start about the second verse. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds as bond with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourselves also in the body. Marriage is honorable in the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. But let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Amen. Amen. Oh, what a promise.
Yes.
What do I have need of? He knows what I have need of, and he'll meet every need I have. According to his good pleasure. Amen.
Amen.
Oh my, may we, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear what man shall do unto me. But remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Isn't it just wonderful? If you just sit and let the Holy Spirit just, if nothing else, go back and just read these things again and just ask the Holy Spirit to deal with your heart.
Yes.
It's just so sweet to get in His presence. It's not a great big subject, not a great big maybe jumping, shouting message, but if you just let the Holy Spirit gel together into your heart, it's just so sweet.
Yes.
And as we think about the love of loving God as being our first love, and our lives truly that being our sole purpose and focus in life, and how it just all flows together so sweetly. And if we'll just let Christ have the preeminence, we will be the people. The people that he said would be here in this age. But it's an individual affair, and it's got to be to you that truly have that longing burning in your heart, that you can be that salty stump. Or that you can be, I say salty stump, us deer hunters, we put salt on the stump to get the deer to come in there, and you just see them. They just love to come get around it all the time. Brother Branham used a bucket of honey with the bears. But they just want to drink. It makes them, it draws them to you. They don't know truly, maybe they don't realize. But the more they're around and the more they begin to see and to be able to experience, that it's more than just saying, I believe a prophet, I believe a Bible, I follow a message. But that message is living in me, it's living in you. We've become part of it. We've eaten it. And we are what you eat. Just as Brother Branham said, don't be hanging around over here. Get away from those things. That's why we should shun all of just the worldly entertainments of football games and basketball and all the different stuff that's out there. It's got a spirit to it. The devil's put that out there for an attraction to throw the attention away from what God sent us here to be. And it's all, as Brother Branham truly showed us, there's only two spirits can work in today in this land. And oh my, how easy it is to see which spirit I want to rub up against. And it's not about a rule. It's not about a regulation. Well, the church says I can do this. No, it's about a love affair.
Yes.
It's about being in love with Jesus Christ. And you want every action to be what he wants it to be in your life.
Yes.
You want it to be pleasing to him. Oh, look at what Jesus said. I do only that which pleases my Father.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, may that truly be our heart's desire. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would.
Yes.
Philippians 1 and 27. Nevertheless, we'll drop down to the 24th verse. Nevertheless, let's see, the 25th verse. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all further, with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by the coming to you again. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, and that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you salvation and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, and having the same conflict which ye saw in me, now here to be in me. So, just think about that. But may, though he may be absent, may he hear of your affairs that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Amen. Oh, I pray you can take a little something from it. It's just God's word is so sweet and so precious. And oh, I'm just so thankful to be counted worthy that by his mercy and grace, there's a love burning in my heart to say, Lord, I want to be one of them. Yes, there's higher rungs. There's things to overcome, higher heights. But by God's grace, I know he'll see me through. Amen. And oh, what did I just plot a place in our hearts, such a thanksgiving. Amen. Let's all stand, if you would. I wonder if we could sing that little chorus. Isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful. Story of the Savior's love divine, love that brought him from the realms of glory, just to save a sinful soul like mine. Oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful? Wonderful, oh, wonderful, oh, isn't the love of Jesus something wonderful, wonderful it is to me. Boundless as the universe around me, reaching to the farthest soul away, saving, keeping love, it was that found me. Amen. That is why my heart can truly say, oh, isn't the love of Jesus? Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thankful, aren't you, that the Word of God pulls on your heartstrings? The Holy Spirit is there in your heart to draw you every day, every moment of the hour. I just appreciate Him with all my heart. You know, I couldn't help but think about many things that Brother Timothy spoke this evening. I'm thinking about that quote again in Brother Branham when he's speaking, and Christ is revealed in His own Word about if you have that true love for God, true love, you want to do everything perfectly the way He wants it done. If you got a true love in your heart, there isn't that thing in your heart or in your life, well, just to get by, or, you know, it's okay, God will overlook it. No. You want to do everything He wants. Everything. And I've been thinking about a lot about that. It's just, you know, that is a true love when you want to do that. Yes. When you really want to do everything God wants. I mean, perfectly. The way He wants it, when He wants it, how He wants it, and you're just constantly looking for it and listening to the call of the Holy Spirit. Oh, I love Him. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, again, we're so thankful and so appreciative that You gave us this opportunity to be here this evening, and Lord, to just feel that closeness of the Holy Spirit and the wooing and the drawing in our hearts. And there's something special going on even now. That, Lord, there's a little special draw. That, Lord, something is about to happen. Lord, there's a great catching away just over the horizon. Lord, everything is pointing to it. Everything you've shown us, you're letting us see the signs throughout the land and what's going on throughout the world. And Father, we can see how everything is gelling together, even for the great battle of Armageddon. Everything, Lord, it's coming together. And Father, how much longer it'll be before you take us home, I don't know. But Lord, there's something drawing on the inside. There's something pulling on the inside to get us ready and to hearken, Lord, to your calling and your warning. So we ask that you continue to deal with all of our hearts. Draw us close to thee, Lord. And just ask now that you just, by your grace and mercy, if you should tarry, that you'd bring us back Sunday, Lord, and that we could gather around the word again. And bless Brother George that when he comes, that, Lord, he'll feel people drawing on him, on the word of God, and they want to know the truth, and they want to know the next step, whatever it may be. Lord, may he feel that in his heart from the people. And Lord, just protect him and guide him. Keep him safe on his travels here. And Lord, keep us safe on our journeys home. Lord, we can be together again if it be your will. May your holy, gracious will be done in every one of our lives. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things now. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love him. Don't you?
Yes.
Amen. He's so precious. So don't forget, Brother Smith will be here, Lord willing, Sunday. And I'm sure we'll have our dinner afterwards and so forth. So anybody you know to invite them. That's right. Invite them to come in. All right, may God richly bless you. You're dismissed.